Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hey, before we delve into things, I just want to tell you about our Liverpool streaming service. It is Redmen Plus. Get involved over there for extra Redmen shows in video form, in podcast form. You've got documentaries, features, interviews, and a hell of a lot more besides. If you join as a club legend, you get the Discord chat, you'll get free merchandise and a host of extra bonus perks. It's like Netflix for Liverpool fans. Get over there, get involved. Otherwise, let's face it, you're going to miss out on amazing Liverpool stuff in your life.
Hello everyone, welcome to Red Men Bite Size, a brand new show that we'll be doing 5 days a week now, giving you sort of 10-15 minutes on all the news around Liverpool Football Club. So after a pretty drab and crap 2-0 draw with Wolves in the FA Cup at the weekend, we're expecting an announcement anytime now on when the replay will be, but it should be week commencing Monday the 16th of January. The date we think is going to be Tuesday the 17th or Wednesday the 18th at Molineux. Liverpool have actually, earlier this afternoon on Monday the 9th of January, just released their ticket details. So you can buy tickets for a game, but you just don't know when the game is going to be as yet, which again is it's pretty rubbish as well, to be fair, isn't it? But it is what it is. If you want to buy a ticket for a game that you don't know when it is, you're more than welcome to do that. We'll have someone there, of course. Main story, I suppose, it's one that's kind of gone under the radar because I think everything's been talking this week about transfers and midfielders and everything else that we've had over the last few weeks to sort of think about. But I don't know whether anyone knows this, but Liverpool's cladding subcontractor for the Anfield Road end has actually gone into administration. So I was, you know, browsing the web, as you do, constructionnews.co.uk, and found out the cladding subcontractor working on Liverpool's new Anfield Road stadium stand has filed for administration before completing the work. The Essex-based cladding contractor, SD Samuels, brackets special projects, close brackets limited, so submitted a notice of intention to appoint administrators in December after losing a key funder at short notice. Obviously, the cladding hasn't been done on the soon-to-be fully completed, newly expanded Anfield Road stands. And the Construction News understands that it's not completed its work on the stadium when it filed for administration notice in December. I go down the article a little bit here, basically. What it says is, Construction News understands SD Samuels is in discussions with its clients about passing on some of its jobs to its sister company, but the Anfield job is not among them. Now, I don't know exactly what this means for the Anfield Road stands, but it could be that we end up having a few little delays, which I'm sure Liverpool Football Club will not be wanting. And again, because of transfer news and stuff, I don't think this is going to be top priority for everybody, because this news actually came out on the 5th of January and I only found out about it today. So if you've heard before then you're better than me, to be fair. But I've also had my head in the sand because, you know, Liverpool have been crap. So why would you ever stick your head above the sand? You're just going to get sniped down on Twitter for something or other, aren't you? But look, moving on to the next story. Them transfers, that's why you're here, isn't it? We want to hear about it. And according to Football 365, Klopp is open to a shock you turn with Liverpool keen to sign Moises Caicedo and his name's back, Sofran Amrabat again, which is quite an interesting one, really. So according to Footy 365, Liverpool are reportedly keen to sign a new midfielder this month, and two targets have been picked out ahead of their summer pursuit of Jude Bellingham. It is common knowledge that Liverpool are in the market for new midfielders this month, as that area of the pitch is clearly their weak point. Don't we know? Bloody hell, mate. I mean, if Liverpool don't get midfielders with an S on the end, plural, this is going to be a very, very tough next few months, really, and a real battle to get back into the top four. I've been so confident that we'd be able to turn it around. And even now, that confidence has ebbed away, hasn't it? Because we are just getting legged every single week. And I think it's causing problems for the press. It's causing problems for the forward. It's causing all kinds of problems for the defenders. And it's even started to creep into Alisson's game now, as we saw at the weekend against Wolves. So someone like an Amrabat or a Caicedo could be the answer. Do we actually think that Liverpool are going to go out there and sign somebody? Well, I'm so beaten down now that I'm thinking, oh God, will they? Please, you've got to, surely. Because I think, like, Thiago works, doesn't he? I think I love watching him play. I think he's absolutely superb. Like, I absolutely adore watching him. And he can play, but somebody's got to have legs. And Thiago doesn't have the legs. Fabinho doesn't have the legs. Jordan Henderson doesn't have the legs. I'm not 100% sold on Harvey Elliott being the right type of player that we need at the moment. Carvalho, obviously very young as well as Harvey Elliott, very young. Kurt Jones, Naby Keita. I mean, we've got so many players, but none of them seem to be at the level that we need. So, I think Liverpool do need to sign somebody. I think Liverpool will hopefully sign at least one midfielder. And I hope that it is not a short-term solution. I don't want to see an Arthur Melo type of a signing here. I want Liverpool to go out there and basically just swing it about and smash it down on the table. If you know what I mean? Get someone who's good, who's going to play in our midfield for a few years. Because I think that's exactly what we need. And you know, the Moises Caicedo one's interesting because Sky Sports are saying that Liverpool expect them to join Chelsea. The Brighton chief executive, Paul Barber, has come out this week and has denied any offer from Klopp. And he told CBS that maybe they haven't got my email. But the Mirror are reporting that we're front runners for him. So, I mean, it sounds like no one really knows what's going on at the moment. It sounds like Liverpool have a passing interest in Moises Caicedo, maybe more than the passing interest. I mean, as I say, the chief exec of Brighton's coming out and saying, well, we haven't had anything.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number smart beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. JD Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For JD Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Sky Sports saying that Chelsea are probably the favourite, and the Mirror saying that Liverpool are the front runners. Three wildly different takes there. So we'll go with a positive one. We'll go to the Mirror, Ron. It's Clive Hetherington, and he says big hitting Premier League clubs have been told a £65 million bid could land Brighton Moises Caicedo. No wonder £65 million quid should land him. Chelsea, Liverpool, because you can't now have a transfer story with Liverpool's name in it without Newcastle's name. So Chelsea, Liverpool, and Newcastle are the front runners for the Ecuador star who featured at the World Cup. Interested parties were initially quoted £85 million, but the word now is that Brighton have slashed it by £20 million to £65 million plus offers with add-ons. Shadow 21 joined the Seagulls for $4 million in February 2021. I mean, $4 million to $65 million plus add-ons is ridiculous in like just under 2 years, isn't it? But they've developed him. They're the ones who've put him into a position that he's into right now, where he's playing brilliantly in all these big sides with money want him. So it's their prerogative to charge what they want. And why would they want to lose one of their best players in January? Do they get to charge a bit of a premium there? I don't know. But the Reds' desire to sign a midfielder is well documented, and Borussia Dortmund wonderkind Jude Bellingham remains their priority target. However, Caicedo is more affordable option, and his latest update will be well received by the Anfield Chiefs. So there you go, $65 million plus incentives is enough to land Moises Caicedo. It's scary how much money is in football, really, isn't it? I mean, I don't remember a few years ago, show me age here, but like 20 million seemed like, whoa, are you mad? I remember signing Stan Colley for eight and a half million, and you're like, whoa, we got the British record, £8.5 million. Now it's like a Brighton midfielder for £65 million. It's mental when goalkeepers like Alisson go for similar figures. It's just stupid. It's not right. And at some point, there's going to be a bit of a breaking point with football and the transfers, and hopefully it's not this year anyway, because Liverpool really need to get those players signed. But, you know, we are where we are, and Liverpool need midfielders, and anybody can charge at any price at this point, can't they? So moving on to a little bit of team news then. Cody Gakpo is unlikely to start Liverpool's next game against Brighton, according to the Sussex Express. And they're always in the know on Liverpool, aren't they? But Klopp should have, they say, James Milner and Roberto Firmino both back available for selection this Friday. That would be good, wouldn't it? And I wonder whether, you know, if we do have Bobby Firmino back available, we do have James Milner back available, maybe both of those lads should come back into the side, because James Milner's got standards. James Milner would not let happen on the football field what I've seen happen on the football field since Footy returns after the World Cup. James Milner is not the player that he was, of course, but my word, he is going to hold everybody else to account, and he will not accept from anybody that he's played with at any point during his career a minimum lack of effort and running and everything else that he will want and he will get from those players. So hopefully James Milner is available. I am quite interested to see whether the plan with signing Gakpo was to sort of move to that 4-2-3-1. We'll get some answers to those questions. I know a few people are sort of thinking similarly as well. I think it's more likely that we stick in that 4-3-3 formation, don't get me wrong, but you know, maybe we do go to a 4-2-3-1. You put Fabinho and Thiago next to each other, and you put Gakpo in the place he played for the Netherlands, and you'd ask Nunes to play off the left, you ask Bobby Firmino to play in that number 9, and you ask Salah to do something from that right-hand side and see where we go, because otherwise the signing doesn't really make sense, getting a left-sided midfielder in at this point when it's blindingly obvious to everybody that we need legs in the middle of the park. So, yeah, I don't know. Obviously, there's a few days. We'll find out more. We might even see something move on the transfer front over the next few days, which would be lovely, wouldn't it? I'd be interested to see a Gakpo start. I was quite impressed with him over the 85 minutes before he obviously comes off Alex Oxlade-Chamberlain against Wolves in the Cup. Some nice little sort of bright sparks from him. Couple of little nice moments. First touch, second touch. You know, first touch clear out, second touch for that shot on goal. Left footed, brilliant. Got that nice little ball in for Mo Salah. I know it comes off the defender and stuff, but right idea. Just didn't quite execute at the level that he probably wanted to. So yeah, early days of course, but pretty impressed with him. Seems fast, seems big, seems strong, seems like he understood what we were trying to do as well. So yeah, that's pretty good. Final story of the day for me is Qatar Sports Investment are now meeting with Spurs after a London meeting. Liverpool takeover news is Qatar Sports Investment hold talks with Tottenham Hotspur. QSI, that's Qatar Sports Investment, have not held talks with Liverpool despite looking to invest in a Premier League club, reports suggest. According to CBS Sports, the owners of Paris Saint-Germain open to purchase a minority stake in an English outfit this year. Liverpool put on the market more than 2 months ago by Fenway Sports Group, FSG, who were said to be favouring a partial rather than complete sale. Numerous parties have since been linked with a potential purchase of the Reds. A Qatari-Saudi consortium has been mooted, along with possible investors from the likes of Dubai, India, America and Germany. QSI, blah, 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 owned PSG since 2011. But it looks like they have met with Tottenham Hotspur chairman Daniel Levy for exploratory talks in London. CBS reports that it's unclear how the initial talks may progress. Along with Liverpool, Manchester United are also searching for investment. This feels like it should have been put to bed before the January transfer window, shouldn't it? And I don't know whether anybody else shares the concerns over what FSG's plans are. It would be lovely to know as a Liverpool fan whether we are up for sale. Are we up for partial sale? Are they actively looking for investment? Are they speaking to people? I know they don't have to, but my word, when your team's bad and Liverpool have been bad over the last couple of weeks, it would be nice to know that the future, we could look towards it and what that future would be. Anyway, that's, I suppose, Redmen Bite Size for now. I just want to let you know what we've got upcoming on Redmen Plus and Redmen TV over the next few days. Now, if you want more podcasts, we do that. They're all available. All the Redmen Plus video and audio shows are all available on Spotify in audio form only. Where you can subscribe through Spotify. Or you can go to Redmen Plus and you pay the same. We get all the video and all the audio. We've got the final word and the transfer show done, dusted for today. We've got the podcast and podcast extra coming up. We've got a Liverpool library with John Achterberg coming up on Sunday. We've got Neil Jones in the studio for Journo Insight, as well as me and Josh are back with the deep dive and analytical look at Liverpool FC. That'll be Thursday, recording Friday. That'll be out on Redmen Plus. Got the Oppo preview coming up for the Brighton game. We've obviously got the inter-match reactions and the watch-alongs and the build-up shows and everything else coming this week, so always a great time to subscribe to Redmen Plus, either through Spotify if audio only is your thing, but if you like a little bit of mix of video and podcasts, then you can subscribe on redmenplus.com. Thank you so much for listening, it really is appreciated, and we'll be back tomorrow with another Redmen Bite-Sized Tour.
Thanks for listening. If you want even more Bosch content and podcasts just like this, go over to redmenplus.com and sign up now.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic-butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
I'm Ina Garten. Welcome to Be My Guest, the podcast. One of the best gifts you can give friends is spending time together. But what's even better than that? Cooking with them. On Be My Guest, the podcast, new friends and old stop by my barn for some conversation and great cooking. We talk about food, life, and everything in between. Listen to Be My Guest, the podcast with me, Ina Garten, and join us wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.